Hey guys, it is Cruz and I'm back. I know it's been a while since I or anyone in the group has done a podcast, but it's been kind of crazy. But there is a lot that I want to talk about today. And probably we'll talk about some in the group podcast as well. So, always stay out on the look for that. But let's see. What should I start off with? Well, I guess I will do comebacks first. So, earlier this week, we got our first icon comeback as six members. And man, it was good, of course, not gonna lie. Because that it's Icon. Always on. Perfect. But yeah, it hurt a little not seeing Hanbin there. And then Card just had a comeback too. And I haven't had the chance to listen to the mini album, but let me just say, Red Moon is pretty good. So I'll have to take time and watch or listen to the songs. Mina. I know, Twice News. Mina finally returned to the stage this past week, with Twice in their Japan stop, one of their Japan stops, and they performed, what was it? Feel Special, as for the first time as nine members, and it was pretty cool. I missed seeing her. Let's see. Oh, if anyone hasn't, or if anyone didn't see the Oscars, well, I don't even know what to say. But I saw it, and there was a lot that happened that night. But, one of the main reasons that me and probably many other people watched it was for Parasites. It was nominated for six awards. And out of those six, it won four. It won Best Screenplay, Best Director, Best International Feature Film, and the big one of the night, Best Feature Film. So that was pretty cool. First, it's the first movie that has won feature, the Best Feature Film. That isn't in English. So, breaking history and doing all that stuff. And for those who haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend it. It is a very good movie. Very good. I love it. On the same topic of, movies, actors, earlier this week, a young upcoming actress passed away. Ko Soo Jung. I hope I pronounced her name right. But she passed away earlier this week. And sad news, sad, very sad. She was very new to the business. Her first appearance role was in Goblin. So, it's always sad when haven't even reached their prime yet. I hope she's resting in peace and sending condolences to her and her friends and her family. So, back on the topic of comebacks. First, let me do Blackpink. It was announced that maybe they are in talks of having a comeback. They are in preparation for maybe a possible comeback. When? We don't know yet, but at least we're hearing some news. And hopefully that comeback is this year because we miss the girls. And then this, what is it? Well, I don't know by when this will come out, but Friday is Valentine's Day and Monsta X will be releasing their first full English album. So they are here currently in the USA promoting it. So, you know, they're going around. They're gonna be on the Kelly Clarkson. They're gonna be on her show. And that's gonna be on the 13th. And yeah. And then, of course, you know, there has to be some sad news as well. While they were performing, I'm not sure where. Shanu fell on stage, and it was stated that he is fine and he didn't have any serious injuries, but you know, it's always gonna stick in your head that, you know, hopefully they're getting rest, they are, you know, being taken care of and all that, so. On one side, I'm excited for this comeback and, you know, full English with Wanho's vocals, which might I add is awesome. Would like to see Wanho back, but, you know, we have to wait for that. And then on the other hand, we have them being overworked. So, yeah. Hopefully Sean recovers from any injuries that he got, and let's keep an ear out for this album, which will be released on Valentine's Day. What is it? Last week, Stray Kids was here in Chicago, so, you know. I went and it was, of course, amazing. The boys are so cute and yeah, it was a good performance. They're very good performers. Would love to see them again. And on the topic of tour tickets, BTS tickets were released this past Friday. No, yeah, Friday. And man, oh man, it was crazy trying to get them. It wasn't crazy. It was super crazy. I was able to get tickets. Thank goodness. But my goodness, was it hard? So, you know, if any of you guys are coming to the Chicago stops, because I will be going both days. You know, don't be afraid to come say hi. I will be there. I can't wait for this to. Ooh, I'm just excited. And on the topic of BTS, Ego. Ego was released, and my God, let me. I don't have any words. Let me just. Ooh, okay. J-Hope, Jung-Hoseok, oh my God, he is godly. He's just perfect. Perfect. Ego is just perfect. You know, the lyrics are not, don't very go with the video, but the song is good. The video is good. The lyrics are good. J-Hope is good. And why wouldn't we doubt that? It's BTS, of course. Let's see. I think this will be the last topic, but on continuing with BTS, they have released all four concept video, not concept, concept photos. And It's hard to choose favorites because the first concept was lights and whites and, feathers. The second one was wings, dark, just gorgeous. The third concept was, how would I even describe it? Dark and fruity. If that makes any sense, but I'm sure if you saw the photos, you would get it. But the fourth concept, my God, school uniforms. They're in uniforms, they're in, what is it? They're in uniform. It's hard. My God, it's hard to choose a favorite. I can't wait to get my album to see which one I got. Oh, okay. Anyway, I think that's it. Yep, that's it. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't think there's anything else to say other than bye. Come back for either my next podcast or the group one. So, bye guys.